The International Skating Union has rejected a Russian demand that the Russian silver medalist deserved her own gold medal in last night's Olympic figure skating competition. The surprise winner was the American Sarah Hughes. Irina Slutskaya's second-place finish engendered today's protest, but the Russians have become quite unhappy over the judging at the Olympics. NPR's Howard Berkus joins us now from Salt Lake City to talk about all this. The Russians haven't been very happy in recent days, Howard.
No, there have been a number of events that the Russians have been unhappy about. There was the figure skating last night that you mentioned. Sarah Hughes skated what seemed, at least my amateurish eye, to be a flawless program. But she went into the long program in fourth. And when she ended up first beating out that Russian skater, Irina Slutskaya, the Russians cried foul. It's unusual to go from fourth to first. Slutskaya did make some technical errors, but the scoring was very close. So the Russians appealed. And the International Skating Union, not the International Olympic Committee, but the International Skating Union, has rejected that appeal. The Russians can turn to the Court for Arbitration of Sport if they want to press their objections further.
There have been a couple other sports that the Russians have grumbled about earlier this week.
Yeah, there was the men's hockey game the other day, in which the Russians actually won. But the Olympic officials on the Russian team say that players were unfairly penalized and forced to sit out portions of that game. More importantly, yesterday there was an incident involving cross-country skiing in which one of the best skiers on the Russian team was booted out of an event that the Russians have dominated for several Olympics. The skier had tested for a slightly elevated level of hemoglobin. That can be an indicator of blood doping. It's also considered a health issue. But again, the Russians feel that there was favoritism toward other athletes at the expense of Russians.
Howard, does this sort of go back to the tone set early on in the games involving the controversy over the pair's figure skating competition?
I think that's where, you know, all this began. Remember that the Russian pair won the gold medal, but it was widely perceived here that the Canadian pair skated better. That became the first big story of these games. It distracted the reporters here from the rest of the athletes and the competition, especially after a French judge said she was pressured to favor the Russians. The Canadians were then awarded their own gold medals, and that seemed to just launch us on this slippery slope that we're in now, where we've had these additional protests involving this kind of subjective judging. We've had one even by the South Koreans involving short track speed skating the other night, and now these protests by the Russians as well.
Well, the Russian parliament even passed a resolution unanimously against the International Olympic Committee. They're not going to walk out over these next 3 days, are they?
Russian President Vladimir Putin said today that they'll stay. They've made their point. It's a political point, perhaps. It's also perhaps trying to save some face. Russia is not the winter sports power that it was when the Soviet Union was competing in the games. That's perhaps what's going on here as well.
Thanks very much, Howard.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City.